Good morning, Facebook. Today is October the 2nd, 2020. We're glad to be back home from Weatherby, back to good old Pineville. We're pining away in Pineville. We got some things done up in Weatherby. I got some carpet laid and got some paneling put up. And God helped us, gave us the strength. Well, we plan on going back next Tuesday. We work 3 days and then we take a respite for 4 days. So, anyway, we're glad to have you with us this morning. We're going over to YouTube now, trying to simulcast over there. And I've had to kind of cut back on the recording and broadcast because of all my work, and I don't have internet up there, and my video recorder on my laptop doesn't work very good, so I'm just going to do the devotionals and the broadcasts while I'm home. Seems to work a little better that way for me. I know it doesn't work too well for you who depend on the devotionals every morning, but I guess four devotionals a week is about all you're going to get from this old boy right now. And then you'll get the two services on Sunday, of course. But anyway, we're glad to be back with you. I've entitled this video this morning, "Who Maketh Thee to Differ from Another?" And I've heard a lot of different interpretations of that. But I think the answer is obvious. God's the one that makes us differ from another. We're all born and conceived in sin. And if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit of God, we would remain in our sins. Christ said, "You must be born again." That makes us differ from another. So He's the one that makes us differ from another. "And what hast thou that thou didst not receive?" It was a gift. We had nothing to do with it. We had no arm in it. We had no hand in it. And so a lot of people want to take credit for what they've done in this life and all of their achievements and all the good works they've done. And they even want to kind of give some partial credit to themselves for their own redemption, self-redemption. But I'm here to declare that if you're born again by the Spirit of God, He's the one that makes you to differ from another. There are two people on the face of the earth. There are those who have been recipients of God's grace and those who have not. Now, a lot of people don't like that. They say that wouldn't be fair. They'd say God is no respecter of persons. Well, He is not discriminatory based on race. He's not discriminatory based upon on where we live, what part of the country we live in, what nation we're raised in. He's not discriminatory based upon gender, whether we're male or female. He's not discriminatory based upon, whether we're poor or rich. Good morning, YouTube. We've entitled this video, "Who Maketh Thee to Differ from Another?" Now, a lot of people try to use that scripture to promote universal salvation. But the answer is, God's the one that makes us to differ from another. Okay, that's the truth. "By the grace of God, I am what I am." 1 Corinthians 4:7. What does James tell us? The very book that everybody tries to use to promote Arminianism. James says, "Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth." It had nothing to do with what people say is free will. We don't have such a thing. It doesn't exist. "It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy." Romans 9:16. Where is boasting then? Are we boasting in our own abilities? Are we boasting in our self-redemption? I hope not. We should be, of course, any boasting. We boast in Christ. We give Him all the glory. What did Paul say about all of his education? He was brought up under Gamaliel. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. And he said, I count it all dung. I count all of my education at the University of Kansas dung. I count all of my education at Johnson County Community College dung. I count all of my Arminian Catholic upbringing dung. Okay. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Where is boasting then it is excluded. Christ Jesus is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. It was a package deal. It was a package deal. Romans 8:28 through Romans 8:39. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those who he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can lay anything against God's elect? Who can lay any charge against God's elect? It's God that justifies. Christ Jesus is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Romans 3:27. 1 Corinthians 1:10. 1 Corinthians 1:30 and 31. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Ephesians 2:1-3. I was talking with a person day or so ago when John Wesley came up, and I said John Wesley did not believe in original sin. And this person said, are you telling me John Wesley didn't? I said, well, he believed that man had a bent towards sin. We have a lot of John Wesley trees around here. They're bent over. They have a bent toward the ground, but they're not dead. They still have leaves on them. They still keep growing in their bent condition. A dead person cannot grow. A dead person has no life. A dead person is dead, not just bent towards sin. Scripture says we were dead in our trespasses and sin. And once you start denying original sin, the total depravity of man, you also, of course, have to deny unconditional election, that he's the one that makes us to differ from another. And then you have to deny that it's particular to those for whom he died, that for those for whom he called, particular atonement. And then, of course, if you take opposition to the free will of man, you're affirming irresistible grace, aren't you? And you're also affirming that he gave us what he said he gave us, which is eternal life, not temporary life. That we can fall from grace. That's what the Arminians purport. Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6:11. What a contrast between Catholicism and the Bible. What a contrast between Catholicism and what Jesus taught. What a contrast between Arminianism and the golden chain of salvation. Well, that's what's on my mind this morning. Something to think about, right? Who maketh thee to differ from another? I'll tell you who maketh thee to differ from another. Your Creator. Your Creator. I want to end this little time that we've had together this morning with the poem entitled The Faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by His eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that He would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Well, may you have a blessed day to this Thursday. I guess it is Friday, isn't it? This Friday morning. And hope you have a good weekend as well. We'll see you in the morning. God bless.